Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on the universal laws. We're going to talk about the law of polarity. And in doing research on this one, I'm like, wow. You know, all these concepts I talked to you about on this program, they're rooted in the spiritual laws, which I knew, But now, like, really understanding the laws. And it's, you know, obviously I've done shows on the universal laws before, so I know what they are. But now I see the picture from a whole nother perspective, which just proves that the universe is always, always, always on our side. Through these universal laws, we learn that the universe is always on our side. So the law of polarity, I'm going to talk about that today. If you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things in their life. If you are ready to go to the next level, maybe you want more money, work you love, start a business, find the love of your life, manifest the dream home, whatever it is, I want to help you do that in a really soulful, amazing, holistic way. If you're ready for that, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about the law of polarity, which, okay, I'm going to dub it, also known as, I will call it the law of lessons, because you hear that all the time. What's the lesson in it? This law explains what that means. I'll also call it the law of contrast, but ultimately it's known as the universal law of polarity. And it states that everything has an opposite, such as good, evil, light, dark, rich, broke, love, hate. So it's the same coin and it has two sides, right? And so this exists in the universe. These polar opposites exist to help us get clear about what we want, to help us appreciate when we do get what we want. So sometimes we'll manifest the opposite of what we want as an opportunity to get crystal clear about what we truly do want. We had a situation this year where I'm like, I thought I really, really wanted that. And because things didn't go my way and in the way that I had plan for them to go, it helped me get really clear that I didn't even really want that. I have a higher desire in mind, right? And so do you see how all these things work together? So nothing is bad, right? No challenge you face is just a thing. It all has meaning, and this law of polarity helps you see that. So contrast serves your greater good. It helps you focus. So we can also call this the law of focus too if we want. Because let's say you're not feeling well. You suddenly get really clear on what you feel like when you feel good, right? So I had my booster shot, and I will say I said it in my update on the pandemic, but I'll say that fucking booster shot was rough. And do I think it's necessary for my soul and for my body and for this time? Yes, I'm not taking away from the necessity of it. But they definitely, like, all the side effects I had were the ones that were listed. But, you know, they do it so cavalier, like, oh, these are the potential side effects, right? No, like, these actually happens. And it was a very slow back to 100 for me. So a good week before I felt like my sharp, energetic self. Granted, I spoke to people that I know that had it prior to me, and they were like, oh no, it's good, you're okay, you're fine. And I didn't have any side effects, and two people I'm very close to, and so I went into it thinking like, oh, I'm gonna be good. But what I also realized is that those are two people who have a lot of health issues, so it probably didn't feel all that different to them. And because I'm very aware of how I feel in my body moment by moment, and I'm a very high energy person, and my focus is everything, I became very clear that I wasn't myself. I became very clear that I wasn't in my normal, neutral, it's not neutral. I guess I would call it normal. Like my set point, my health set point. They have, the people I had asked have different health set points. And so that's probably a better way to put it than saying they're not healthy. They probably are healthy for them, you know? But my health set point is different than theirs. And I can see that the booster did take me away from that set point. So I became in that contrast, I became very aware of that. Oh, my health set point is this. And I could feel myself, feel my focus searching for, seeking, narrowing on getting back to my set point. I knew what I wanted to feel like in my body. I knew what I wanted, what I normally feel like. And so, my spirit guides are guiding me to share a little bit about what I was experiencing, because somebody might be interested who might be getting the booster, because, you know, a lot of us are holistic and we maybe don't do a lot of treatments and stuff. For me, I had pretty much all the symptoms they listed. But I felt sluggish. There was a slowness to me. And again, I'm a high energy person. That's my set point. And it's not a judgment of anybody else's set point. That's my, I focus on that. That is like who I am, who I know myself to be is very high energy. And so to feel sluggish and to sleep later and to take a nap in the middle of the day, which I'm a fan of a nap. I sleep when I'm tired, definitely. But to feel like it would just like happen, like, oh, I just fell asleep, right? That was very different than the normal way in which I operate and move through my life. But the perk side of that, the upside of that, is that it did help me slow down. And there were some things that I was taking on that I didn't need to take on. So do you see what I'm describing to you is all the law of polarity? That contrast helped me focus. It helped me to see a lesson. That's why I also, as I was writing my notes, I was like, oh, this could be called the law of lessons, because we're always talking about what's the lesson in it for you. That's the law of polarity. So the contrast, so the light and the dark. So if you're going through a dark night of the soul, and the intention is to get to the light, that experience, that lesson in that, that's all rooted in the law of polarity. It's rooted in the law of contrast. And I think it works both ways, but it helps you, again, most importantly, focus. Because, you know, like I said, because I wasn't feeling well, I got really focused on how I was feeling in my body. I got really focused on what I needed to do to get back to my normal set point. It narrowed my focus. So then as a result of that, I had to, you know, some things I were taking on in my business specifically, I had to delegate that. And I'm, you know, sometimes I can not be the best delegator. And so that was the lesson I had to learn to delegate through as I was recovering through this, so I could stay on my time schedules. And so the law of polarity is your friend. All of these laws are, like, I get so excited every time I get to the end of one of these podcasts after I'm teaching this, because I'm like, oh shit, this is so good. It is so good. Good. Everything is explained to us. It all makes sense. Everything makes sense. It's a law. So the law of polarity, everything has its opposites, helps you focus. Oftentimes you may attract something that is not what you wanted, but see it as a sign from the universe to get clear about what you really, really, really want. Because you may think you're chasing that man and then you maybe you'll get him or not get him, and you can look at it and beat yourself up, right? You can judge yourself and judge the experience, and all that's rooted in the law of relativity, right? But if you see it as neutral and see it as an opportunity to see it as a lesson, if you will, rooted in the law of polarity, and say, what do I really want? Well, I'm getting clear. I don't want somebody I have to chase or somebody who doesn't want me, right? And it can help you take your focus to the next level. And that's what we have. That's our point of power, is what we focus on. So choose to focus on what you want to create. So if it's two sides of a coin, you can focus on the dark, or you can focus on the light. You can focus on the hate, or you can focus on the love. And know, you know, the law of vibration, what you focus on, you know, what vibration you're holding, the law of attraction will bring it back to you. You know, so you get to decide what you focus on. And so choose to focus on what you really want to be a part of your experience. These laws all make sense. They're so fun. I feel like somebody needs to do a musical on the laws of the universe. Granted, it would probably only be entertaining to metaphysical people, but I would love it. Like, somebody does a show and it tells a whole story and how all the laws come together. And oh my gosh, it would be so fun. So fun. I'm such a nerd. I am the biggest nerd. I'm Amy, and I'm an intuitive coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you, my dear friend, are ready to create the life of your dreams, I would love to help you. Please consider my services. You can schedule a session with me. You can also purchase my 2022 intuitive reading. Check out the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. It's on sale until December 15th. And the Massive Result one-year program. If you are really ready to go to the next level and you want support in your life that is high vibrational, and high quality, focus, completely 100% on your side, design. That package is designed to help you find alignment, stay in alignment, stay focused, take inspired action, be the best version of yourself consistently over and over and over again without fail, so you can create a massive result in your life. Consider the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, the one-year option. And while you're there at my website, sign up for my newsletter so I can send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free. Again, I'm Amy. I think I have a couple more laws left in the series, but it just makes me so happy teaching these, because it just, like, wow, all of this, everything I teach, it's a thing. It's real. Not that I don't know that, but it's just so fun. It's all so fun because I'm a big metaphysical nerd. So until next time, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.